as enjoyable as four straight green lights on Hickman. Back to Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning on Star 102.5.
Woo! All right, just to recap, Kurt, of course, at home doing the show. He's recovering from COVID. Said he was bored yesterday, so Colleen found a show for him to watch, Firefly Lane, Katherine Heigl, Kurt's not-so-favorite actress. And here again is the clip from the show.
The music might have changed with the decades.
But the promises made on Firefly Lane remained. Best friends forever.
All right, so there you go. And now Kurt, Colleen has said that she has prepared a quiz for you to make sure you watched.
Well, I mean,
and not only watched, but comprehended.
Because you're already telling us that you fast-forwarded through most of it. So here's the deal.
It was 1.5 speed, yes, and Netflix gave me that option, so I took it.
You score well on the quiz. You're going to be done with it. If you don't, you got to watch another 3 episodes. I'm going to keep giving you quizzes. Gosh.
So how many has you got to get right? What do you mean by scoring well?
I got 5 questions.
Well?
What do you say? 3 out of 5? 4 out of 5?
The 60%, I guess it's a D, isn't it?
4 out of 5.
I think I'm going to do well. All right. So
okay.
Let's go 4 out of 5.
Four out of five. I like.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
You know, 4 out of 5 to pass.
Okay.
Kurt, first question.
All right. Yes.
Tully does not refer to her mom as mom. What does she call her mom?
Well, her mom's name is Cloud.
Okay.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, sweet. All right. Does she have a nickname?
Okay.
I'm sure.
All right, next question.
I just couldn't hear it.
Tully meets Max in a bar.
Yes.
He's much younger and recently divorced. What does Max do for a living?
Max is an EMT. And sometimes Tully will wear the jacket.
Okay.
All right.
Man. Uh-huh. Darn it.
Max isn't always looking for one night stands. It's only the fourth time he's ever slept with anybody, actually. So
Wow.
Tully does this all the time.
Okay. All right. Kurt.
Anything she wants. Oh, you know, I won't, because you might have the next question.
That's right. Hold on.
Uh-huh.
All right. Kurt, what is the name of Tully's talk show?
Is it the girlfriend hour?
Yes.
Yes.
Wow. All right. She's kind of.
Were you going to bring up the Krispy Kremes? That's the only thing she wants after midnight is a box of hot Krispy Kremes.
I thought about it. Well, I thought all that right. might be mm-hmm. too hard. See? You were paying better attention than I thought.
Okay, I was going to say, Kurt, you seem like you got into this show. I think you liked it more than you're letting on.
You know what? I knew you guys would be up to something, so I tried to pay attention really hard.
All right.
Okay.
Because I didn't want to have to watch 3 more episodes of this.
I hate when people know the show.
Okay, I do too. It's not nearly as much fun. All right. Where do Kate and Tully live in mostly present day? What city?
Where do they live? Well, I mean, they live in Washington. I mean, in the state of Washington.
Near what major city?
Seattle, I suppose.
I shouldn't have said major.
I was like, why would you say that? What other choice would there have been after that?
Darn it. I gave that one away.
Yeah, just
all right,
a little bit.
Go 5 for 5. 5 for 5.
All right. What is the name of Kate and Tully's boss who eventually becomes Kate's husband?
Oh.
You had him.
He's got the dark
hair. You might have had him.
He showed up to Tully's. Johnny.
Is that right?
Yes, you were just stringing me along. Yeah. You know what, Kurt? I think you liked it. I think you liked it.
You can see her look of disappointment right now, Kurt.
I think you liked it. I think you are putting on a show. You're being overly dramatic.
All right, so Kurt, you're just going to watch the rest on your own then?
Yeah, seriously. Maybe you and I can chat about it tomorrow off air. You want to text
me or
call me?
The third episode ended with quite a cliffhanger.
I know, so I know you're going to tune in for.
I am not. Whatever's going to happen to her happens to her. Life goes on. Or maybe not. I don't know.
1,000% less expensive than all your streaming services.
They crack me up every morning.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.